The custom is that women don't do kiddush levana. And the Shla writes that the sin of the woman, the sin of Chava, was also part of the cause for the moon not to be whole and complete. And being that they're connected to this, so they don't come close to the kiddush levana. Even though we find other mitzvot that they do partake of, they do shake lulav, they do hear shofar, they do other mitzvot that they're not obligated to do. This mitzvah that's in a spiritual way is more connected to what they did to the sin of Chava, to the sin of Eve. They don't connect. They don't do it. They stay away from it. Because, out of shame, so to speak. And it's the same idea it says in Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Siddur, it says that, in the Zohar, it says that's why women don't usually drink from the Avdolah wine. Because the Avdolah wine connects to the grape of the Eitz Hadaat, the forbidden fruit, and they were connected to that too, so they don't drink from that either. When we do Kiddush Levana, we don't look at the moon as we're making the blessing. We look at it just before the blessing. We take a look and then we make the blessing. And we're speaking to God. So when we speak to God, we're not looking at a moon, but rather we're speaking to Hashem. And just like when the Kohanim... Okay, so say that. That's the Kiddush Levana we did for today. Shabbat Shalom.